on becoming a writer. I was told to read everything I could get my hands on, and so that is what I did, getting into the heads of Salinger and Faulkner, Cather and Dickens, Shakespeare and Chaucer too, eventually progressing onto the Romantics and the Beats, memorizing obscure lines and repeating them in my sleep, until at some unknown point in time it all came to a standstill, and I was left by the wayside, like a train without a track, or an aeroplane without a runway, like a man without a country, or a singer without a song.